I have a sheer little 110 square feet med spa, and I have these pretty little things here on the wall
To
to
prove
show
it,
everyone.
you're legit. You're legit to prove it. I love it. I love it.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis, the Laser Guy. Here we explore journeys of doctors, nurses, estheticians, and complete career changers doing the wonderful world of cosmetic injections and technologies like Botox and laser hair removal and so much more. So I'm pumped and excited to share more stories with you, success stories. Let's start with Camille. Hi, Camille. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. Nice to see you. And I met you how many months ago?
About 6 months ago.
Awesome. And you took the entire 2-week program at National Laser, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
How cool. So you took like 5 days of technology and like 9 days of injections. Like it was like intensive. Like it was like literally 2 straight-week boot camp, right?
It was. And I have these pretty little things here on the wall
to prove
to show
it.
Everyone.
You're legit. You're legit to prove it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So a couple questions, if I may ask you a couple questions. Well, first off, you're from Texas, right?
Yes.
And I know you've been a nurse for what, 7, 8 years or something?
Yeah, right about 8 years.
All right. When you first started nursing, like first month of nursing, what kind of nursing were you doing? Were you ICU or your maternity? What were you doing?
I was working in surgery in Midland, Texas.
And was that general surgery or cosmetic or what kind of surgery?
It was general surgery.
Cool. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
So you're 7, 8 years into nursing, and one day you had this epiphany. You said, wait a minute, maybe I'm going to check out cosmetic medicine and Botox and fillers. What made you, Camille, wake up one day and say, like, light bulb, maybe I'm going to try something different? There had to have been a reason.
I had always wanted to do it for a long time, and then I never really had the opportunity or knew exactly where to go get the training. So that was always just a dream in the back of my mind and something that I've always wanted to get into.
Okay, so you decided to take the plunge. You invested money in yourself. You took the class. When you took the class, just out of curiosity, did you enjoy learning technology injections? Was it fun learning?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I mean, it was a thing where I was so burned out of my other job. And when I came to this class, like, even though it was very intense and it was long days, and it was consecutive days, like, I was still excited to jump up every day and come and learn the new things.
The first time you had a needle in your hand at National Laser Institute, that first client, before you poked them, were you nervous?
I was. But at the same time, I feel like from my background of working in surgery, like, I was not so nervous that I was afraid to touch the patient, if
sure.
that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I know most people out there, they go to National Laser, they learn the skill set, you know, they find a job somewhere, they get some experience, maybe they end up working as an employee forever, maybe they start their own business. Well, you, I love your story, because you said, screw it, I'm going to figure this out and start my own gig. And I think you were applying for a job and you met some gal who told you her story of starting a business. You said, I can do this too. And you jumped right in a couple months ago and you started your own business. So congratulations on just doing that, because that's the hardest part of life. It's taking that first step. The day that you open your doors and you hung a sign, did you rent a little teeny place, like 300 square feet, or what kind of place did you rent to start business out of?
So I'm located inside America's Health Center, right across from Mercy Gilbert Hospital. The plaza is called Copper Park. So I'm in suite 16 and I have a sheer little 110 square feet med spa.
So is it kind of like a whole bunch of different suites, and there's a hairstylist and a nail tech and a Botox injector, just different people in suites?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, that's a cool concept. I've seen that across the country. I like it because there's a nice synergies for kind of meeting other people that are coming for other services there. That's kind of cool. So you're just getting rolling. You're the new kid on the block. And what types of services? I know everybody walks before they run, but what kind of services are you offering now, and what do you want to evolve to?
Actually, I just added a new service last week, and
cool.
It's the Eclipse PRP system with the hair restoration and the vitamins.
Right on.
So I'm doing that. And
no, is that the injection or the micropen technology?
Both.
Very cool. Yeah. It's a good device. And yeah, I love PRP. It's awesome. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. So, and I actually had a friend come over last night and had her inject my hair so I can see what it feels like for my patients.
Very cool.
So I'm doing that and the sclerotherapy. At first, I thought I wasn't going to offer that. And then my family came in last week and my mom was like, I have some of these spider veins. And I was like, well, I can fix that. So we did. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just add this too to my list. So in the PDO threads, that's another thing that I really like.
Very cool.
The other thing I do here is the IV therapy. And so that's been fun in the aspect of, you know, giving vitamins and seeing people's reaction and afterwards are like, oh, I felt so good.
It'll give me more energy, right?
Yes. Yes.
I may not need that. I don't know.
I know. I was going to say, I'm not sure that,
Yeah, I think I need more like the natural, you know, like Quaalude, Xanax, chill pill. I need one of those infusions instead. Now, what I always get from people is everybody says, Louis, oh my gosh, you're so wired. You have so much energy. Do you drink coffee all day long or do you do cocaine? And I laugh and I go, no, I never drink coffee. Just kidding. I don't do drugs. I wake up like this. I don't know why. I just love this business. It's fun for me. It's like, I make good money, but I don't do this for money. I have a passion for it. I love it. And I think it just shines through because I'm driven by people like you changing your lives and doing something fun, exciting, and hearing the stories. That's what, like, that's my drug of choice. That's what excites me and building confidence and making the impossible possible and building a brand. And money's nice, but it's kind of secondary for me. So it's a good place to be. It's a good place for everybody to be.
Well, and you know, just from going to school there and everything, like the little bit, like you said earlier, we haven't met a whole bunch of times, but the little bit I do know is that you are a workaholic and you work all the time. And like, there's not a minute of your day you're not thinking about like something more to do or what you could be doing. So I feel like I've taken that philosophy from you as far as the idea that you have about work, and I have seriously tried to implement that here in my med spa, thinking trying to constantly think, what more can I do, what, you know, how can I push this further? And so you've been an inspiration to me and you don't even know it yet, or you just
I love that. So, but you know, if you think, I mean, like a lot of my friends think I'm a workaholic, but I tell you something, if I sold my business today, I would want to wake up tomorrow and do the exact same thing. So it's like, even though this is work for me, it's fun and games, it's play. It's like, it's my purpose, it's my passion. So, you know, sometimes they say, okay, you know, you want to have a work-life balance and tune off and go have me time. And I agree with that totally. But I think it's okay to think about work nights and weekends, as long as you have a passion for it, it's a love and a purpose, it's something that makes you feel good. That's healthy.
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree 100% because I mean, and sometimes on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm like, Camille, you don't have to go to the office every single day. But then I'm like, well, yeah, there's stuff to do. I need to go do that, you know?
Yeah, but we all need downtime. We need our time to chill and have a glass of wine and take a walk. But for my downtime, I'm going to come to you and get some vitamin B shot infusion. That'll be my downtime.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
All right, my dear. Well, it's been great catching up. I appreciate your business. It's a pleasure meeting you in person and virtually. And I wish you health, happiness, and success in this venture. And hit me up anytime for advice.
Thank you. It's all due to you. So if I hadn't come to your program, and the best program in the country. So,
yay.
You know, that's Thank what you. I tell people is that I went to the number one rated aesthetic school in this country. So,
well, the reason you're going to become successful is not because of me and National Laser. We were stepping stones because you believe in yourself. You went out there, took a risk chasing your dreams. We are part of the process of you to get there, which I love, but you are making this happen. So that's awesome. Pat yourself on the back.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.